Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. You may have heard of my next guest, Jason Nash, at your local dumpster. What's up, guys? It's going to be another shit podcast. All right, let's roll with the intro music. Hey, guys. Okay, so if you're an older person that just tuned into our podcast, that was a joke we did for the younger crowd. Now we're going to...
Dial it in.
Yeah, we're going to dial it in. See, already, you could just hear the shift in tone right there because Jason changed my words from little kid words to grown-up words. Mm-hmm. And now we're dialing it into more adult audience.
What are you going to do when you're 40? What are we going to do? You'll be all grown up.
I'll visit your grave once or twice
a
week.
Oh, man, come on now.
Listen, let's get back to the audience. We should try to be more intellectual on this podcast.
I love that.
You have been so dumb, and I've been so much smarter. I've been reading all the comments, and everyone's like, David's so much smarter and more intelligent than Jason.
What comments? Where are the comments on the podcast?
Oh, there's so many of them. You got to go all over. So the comments are they're all talking about how intellectual I am and how you're slowing down everything. And
Well, tell me some of the intellectual topics that you've espoused on.
I could talk to you about anything. I mean, what do you want to know about?
Your thoughts on 50 First Dates? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's the top 200 movies. You want to know why the sky's blue?
The fact that you talk about Iron Man every week?
Ask me a question.
Okay, what chances do you think the Democratic Party has of winning the election this year?
Democratic Party? I mean, listen, take it from a guy who likes to party, right? So you have the Democratic Party, and you also have David Dobrik parties, right? So,
sure.
So you gotta meet in the middle, right?
Right.
And my party's all lit. So what was your question again?
Do you know when the election is?
Yeah, a couple years. Do you ever think that you're gonna be so like such a mess, but pretty
so successful,
pretty decently successful at the same time?
No, I never did. You know what? Let me tell you something. I know I am a mess.
Yeah.
I come around here and I am a mess and I smell and stuff. And yeah. My pants are falling down because I forget to put a belt on every day.
Yeah, it's so weird. I literally almost saw your penis today because your pants were falling down.
I look like literally like an old man at an old folks home that's like walking around.
Who shit himself and his pants are weighing down.
Yeah.
And they're about to
My maid the other day, who's a sweetheart, I love her to death. She goes, she doesn't speak English that well, but she just goes, Jason, belt. You want me to get you a belt? And that's like not her job
to dress me.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, Irma, that's a good idea.
So she got you a belt?
She just handed it to me. I didn't make her put it on me.
Oh.
But yeah.
Oh.
But my point was, this was my point. Before I had this job.
Yeah, how did that?
I was pretty put together. Like I would go to the gym. I would work out. I would shower. Like, I would go to dinner. I had a normal life. Like, I really did when I was married. Like, I had time to, like, be a human being. I literally don't have time. Like,
you say that, bro, but I shower every day.
I shower every day. I just forget to put a belt on.
It's like after we're done vlogging at 11 p.m., it's like you go on a high-speed chase in, like, gravel. And like you have like a full nightlife that I don't know about. Like you fucking go all the way to Vegas. You're in like you're crawling through sewers trying to get away from people. And then just when the sun starts to rise, you start making your way back to my house. And then you're here at 10 and you pretend like you weren't out all night. And you're like, hey, David.
I know. I want to get it together. You know, Jeff, when we were in Miami, I helped him with this video. And he went out and he bought me like a brand new outfit because it's like a makeover video.
Yeah.
And literally like an hour in, I just fucking spilled coffee all over it.
Yeah, I just don't think,
And I got like Ferrari grease on it.
I don't think using you being busy is an excuse to not shower.
Bro, I do shower.
Casey Neistat is the busiest person I know. I mean, he was when he was doing daily vlogs, and he ran 15 fucking miles a day.
Bro, that's because you're calling me.
You're
over
telling
here.
Me you can't turn on.
Okay, here's an example why I'm not put together, why I can't put a belt. I'm at dinner tonight. I'm having a great time. I'm with my kids. I'm with my mom. David calls me. He goes, "Are you coming over here?" I go, "Yeah." I go, "Okay." And I got like all panicked. And I was like, "All right, he's ready." And I go, "Are you ready to do the podcast?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm ready." Like that. And then I come over here and you're fucking asleep and your second channel video isn't done.
It took you a long time, so I fell asleep.
And bullshit.
And you know why I went to bed? Because I was worried because it was taking you so long and I didn't want to worry anymore. So I said, maybe if I sleep, my worries will go away. Because I was like, where is Jason? I hope
when have you ever worried about me?
All the time.
When? And when the fuck have you ever worried about me?
I worry
not
about
once. Him. You've never worried. One time we were in the Tesla, and I was in the way back, and he took a speed bump so fast, I hit my head on the top of the fucking Tesla, and I go, ow, David. And he goes, I'm going to do the exact same thing right now.
Okay.
Again.
Don't bring that up.
You did.
That was a rough week for me yesterday.
Oh, bullshit. When have you worried about me? Ever?
Yeah, you're right. I haven't.
Never.
But I'm going to cut this part out of the podcast.
And I hate the fucking double standard that goes on around here.
What's the double standard?
The double standard. You're so nice to everybody. You give everybody a fucking pass but me. All the time.
Because they all shower.
I shower. Okay, fine. But even if I didn't shower, that wouldn't be a reason not to give me
My question is listen, you're very busy, right? You're very busy. Let's say you're the president.
Because I'm running over here to not do the podcast. I could have gone and showered. I could have had 2 hours
I
was showering. I'm sitting here watching you
snore. Can I ask you a question? Why is it that Jason Nash comedy vlogs can't stand under a shower faucet and the president of the United States is fucking freshly cleaned every second he's out?
Because he doesn't have someone fucking telling him to come over and work when isn't work to do. When you're sawing wood on the couch.
You're right.
Because you were out all night.
You're right.
Partying.
I'm a worse boss than every other world leader. That's what you're saying.
You are. You're a dictator.
I bother you more than every other country's world leader.
Yeah, you do.
Bothers the president.
You do. You call me all the time. And
I don't complain about it, but don't
complain about my hygiene.
You're telling me you'd have an easier job being the president of the United States than being a YouTuber that lives here in Studio City?
Working with you, yeah. I do. I do. I think I'd have more time to, you know, clip my toenails or shower.
Well, to be
and I have 2 kids that I gotta fucking take care of.
To be fair, our current president goes golfing a lot, so maybe.
Do I golf? No. Have you ever seen me golf? Not once. On the 3 years I've known you, have I ever said, Dave, I'm gonna head out to the links today? Fuck no. I never do that. Right? I mean, that's the thing. It's like, why is everybody giving me so much fucking shit? You guys are so lucky. You guys sit around here, all your little fucking 20-somethings. No, I see
can
you,
I say
Carly.
Something? Can I say something?
What?
Like, I love that you don't shower. I'm just doing it just for the podcast. I think it's the fucking greatest thing.
No, you don't.
No, I do. This none of this would work if you were, like, the coolest, cleanest dude in the world. Like, it works because you're so different than every other human,
oh,
right?
Thank you.
You know, when I first started doing these videos, I used to complain about, like, shit like that. I used to be like, oh, I wish Zane and all of them, I wish they would take their videos more seriously. I used to like complain like about shit like that. I was like, that's stupid. The reason my videos work is because they just like hanging out and having fun and I got to record it.
Right.
And that's kind of the special thing about you is like.
Thank you, David.
Yes, you're welcome, of course.
That's the special thing about you, Jason, is you're a gross piece of shit.
You're so disgusting that it works.
No.
No, I don't think you're gross. And honestly, and you haven't not showered in like 2 weeks now. You've been killing it. Like you've been showering every day for that at least 15 days. No, you've made serious strides.
Thank you, David. And I'm really trying.
You know, while we're complimenting you, I looked at you yesterday when we were at dinner and I was like, wow, he's very thin.
What's going on?
I need to borrow $75,000. No,
I'm out of money.
I'm out of money.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I watch your videos and I go, is he out of money?
Yeah.
Because I just watched the second channel bit where you gave someone $10,000 that I didn't even know about. And I'm not going to brag, but I know a lot about what David's up to in his videos. I know what he's planning. I'm privy to a lot of information. And then I'm just sitting there while you were asleep and Joe's cutting this clip of you just giving some rando fucking 10 grand.
Yeah.
And I was like, I go to Joe, I go, what is this? He's like, I guess he was like in a college and someone farted and so David was like, here's 10 grand.
No, I was at a college and these kids donated the most to the can drive.
Okay.
So I gave them like, wow, what's so funny? The fuck's so funny? So what is so funny?
Now it's just like any reason you can come up with to give 10 grand. Oh, this guy, Natalie, was walking and his shoe was untied. So we were like, the first guy with his shoe untied gets 10 grand.
No, I thought it was great. The
guy's like, bro, you already gave me 10 grand this morning.
No.
When you were out looking for the first redhead you saw.
No. I thought it was cool because they raised 900 cans in total.
Okay.
So I was like, Natalie, I want to give these kids something because that's sick.
It is nice.
Right?
Sure.
So I got a chicken noodle can. I gave them the can, but in the can, instead of chicken noodle, was a check for $10,000. As I was giving them the money, this girl to the right of them raised up a sign, and she was like, I'm trying to raise $5,000 for the children's hospital. So I helped her out too.
So you gave 15?
So I gave 15.
So you are out of money.
But I didn't put it, I didn't want to put it on my main channel because I don't want to like, I don't want every bit to be like money, money, money. So I'm kind of spreading it around. But yes. But am I running? But back to your original question, am I running out of money? Absolutely. I'm very scared of like looking at how much money I have left because
you don't check your money.
No. So I don't know at all. So like the last time I checked how much money I had was like 7 months ago. Mm-hmm. And Natalie and I both took guesses how much money I had. And we were off by 2 million, which is pretty cool.
You were under 2 million, what you thought? Or over?
I won't say where we were.
Okay.
The number
but we
was,
were off by 2 million.
The number was a big difference.
And what about the Bentley that Natalie bought? Where did that come from?
What, she bought a Bentley? You know, when Natalie first started working for me,
yeah.
Like I would like, and she has like the company card, right? So she can get whatever she wants on the card. Mm-hmm. And I was like, when you buy things for yourself or for your own room, you have to use your own card.
Sure.
Right. And like, I was like really, like I was a stickler about that because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to, like, I don't want her to just be swiping my credit card everywhere she goes. And now it's like, now she'll come back with like a brand new mini fridge for her room. And I damn well know she didn't swipe her credit card on it. But I don't even say anything at this point. I think we're just too lost in it. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
So that I'm bad at keeping track of money, but I don't spend a lot. I spend very little. I just give away.
What are you talking about? You
don't. I don't spend a lot. I mean, all I
mean, you don't buy yourself stuff.
No, I don't buy.
Same thing though.
I don't buy clothes. I don't buy jewelry.
You spend $10,000 last night on a party.
Yeah, but that was a party. It was Zane's birthday.
But don't say you don't spend a lot.
No, I know, but I'm saying like I don't like buy like.
Yeah, you don't go to fancy dinners. You don't buy yourself fancy clothes.
Yeah,
for sure.
I have a Chipotle card that gets me free food every day. Like it's I have like a really good system going here. Free food, $10,000 can giveaways. no, but I don't spend a lot. So the only thing I mean, and then you can argue that I have a Tesla and the house and everything, but the only thing I care about is the house and the cars.
You really should watch your money. You know what happened to Dane Cook, right?
What happened to Dane Cook?
I think it was his brother took all of his money and he went broke.
You think Dane Cook would steal my money?
I don't know.
What does it mean when someone like Dane Cook goes broke though?
It means that they took all his money. Like it's gone.
Do you guys know that Jason and I have a deal that if he makes $10 million in a year, he has to buy me a Lamborghini?
I know. I always think about that deal and I'm like, if I were to make $10 million in a year, I don't know.
Would you still do it for me?
For sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've tried to buy you a sports car before.
No.
And then I went to the bank and I was like, I can't do this.
This next segment of the podcast is called Joe Cini Podcast. This is where we give our editor friend Joe 25 seconds to stay and do whatever he does. Joe, hit it.
What's up, weenies? I don't really have much planned, so I'm just going to use my segment today to give a quick shout out to my friend. He has a new movie coming out. Guys, go check out Jumanji 2. It's going to be in theaters December 13th. All right. Love you, Dwayne.
Who's your friend?
My friend, Dwayne. Dwayne, I'm sure you crushed it, dude. Hit me back up on the text if you want to go. We'll go out to Chipotle. All right. Thanks, dude. See ya.
Hello? It's Joe. Is that you? It's The Rock. I'm on the line.
All right. That's all the time
we have. Did you just plug my movie?
That's all the time we have.
Dude. Hey, David, are you there?
That's all the time we have.
Oh, wait. Dwayne, you're my friend. Don't be friends with David.
Hey, check out Jumanji 2.
Joe, why'd you waste your plug on plugging The Rock's movie?
What do you mean, The Rock? His name is Dwayne. He's my friend.
Whatever. I'm not playing this game with you, Joe. You could have shouted yourself out.
I don't want to shout myself out. I want to help my friends.
He doesn't need your help, Joe.
He's
the fucking Rock.
He
owns half of America. Jason, what did you say about Joe's girlfriend the other day? I just overheard it. I thought it was really funny. Joe's girlfriend is like is very, very, very beautiful girl.
Joe's girlfriend is really pretty, and she's really sweet, and I love her to death.
Yeah.
And she's fucking way out of Joe's league.
Yeah, like really.
And I'm just saying. And I would look at her, and one time I was hanging out with her, and she was sitting right there, and I snapped my fingers right in front of her face, and I like waved my hand in front of her eyes, And she's blind.
No, so Joe is like he films, right? He films and edits for a living.
I'm also your friend.
Okay, well, I'm just explaining what you do for a job. Annalise is basically a supermodel. So yes, she's out of Joe's league. But the funniest part was what Jason said yesterday. Jason goes, I figured it out, Joe. Annalise is gorgeous. She's stunning. And you have a nice camera. That's why she likes you, because you have a nice camera.
You do. You have a nice. You have like a 7D, right?
Yeah, a 5D Mark IV. Yeah.
That's why she likes you. I don't know. How was your relationship with your girlfriend?
It's great. We just moved in for the second place together, and things are going well. We have just a dog.
Joe trying to convince us that he's still dating her.
Second place. We've moved twice now.
She's we're real.
And every time we move, it's together. And it's a decision we're doing together. I'm not living by myself. She's also living at this new location.
She had a chance to back out after the first place we got, but she decided to re-up and get the second place.
We have
so
a 12-month
she's
lease.
Still definitely. What would happen if Annalise the one?
Yeah.
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 Is that like to just put you on the spot?
No, because I've always felt that's weird when, like, people who are just dating and they're like, yo, I'm going to marry her. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they end up breaking up.
Oh, you don't like saying it. Okay.
No, like.
Have all your girlfriends been super hot?
Be careful, Joe.
I mean, because, Joe, you know, you're not, like, heinous or anything, but.
Joe, which girlfriend of yours was the best looking?
Annalise, for sure, by miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like.
Why'd you wink at me?
I didn't. Don't say that. No, she's great.
And were your other girlfriends like model-y?
They like personality, man. You just have to step it up and you'll get there.
That was crazy last night. You couldn't get the horse in Saddle Ranch.
Yeah, we got. Oh, yeah, we did this. We did this whole bit. For Zane's birthday, I had this whole party montage planned. It was going to be fun. Like, there's a bunch of little elements. And one of the elements was I got a horse that he could ride into the bar, like a real horse. Now, I didn't tell the owner of the bar that I had this horse because I live by this thing, you know, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness later. So I thought maybe if I got the horse there and he saw that the horse was chill, he'd let the horse ride into the bar, which I know this was a stretch, but I was like, fuck it, let's get the horse here. So I get... I take like the manager outside, his name's Jeff. I take him out to the parking lot and his back is turned to where the cars are coming in. And I go, you know how earlier in the night I was like, I'm going to need a favor from you. And he goes, yes. And I go, okay, well, I'm about to ask you for that favor now. And I was like, that thing behind you, it has a horse in it. And I need it to park in here. And he goes, it has a what? It has a horse. And I was like, yeah, it's a horse. And it came into the parking lot and he's like, no way, that horse cannot step foot anywhere near this bar. So the horse got out and chilled a little bit in the parking lot, just kind of hung out.
Right.
And now the horse is there and he's ready to act, because he's an actor horse.
Yeah.
So I covered his ears and I went up to Jeff and I was like, listen, can the horse go inside the bar? It's going to be 2 seconds. We just need a shot of Zane riding in the horse into the bar. And he goes, absolutely not. There's no way this horse is going into the bar. So I called off the chimpanzee that I had coming later that day and the giraffe. No, I don't know.
And he went and made phone calls to somebody and he was saying that for the right price. He was like, what's your price?
He was saying for the right price, we can get the horse in the bar. But I wasn't ready to like cash out like $20,000 to get this horse inside the bar.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, that's don't bring a horse to the bar, obviously. I mean, that's obvious.
Moral of the story, I guess, the horse didn't go to the bar. Like a horse walked into a bar. It's a thing. Never mind. I'm going to put the mic down.
So you have 25 seconds. 25 seconds. No,
there's lots of bits like that, too, where we don't ask and we get away with it.
Oh, you know, there's a lot
so many times.
There's a lot of bits that don't make it into the vlog. Actually, a lot recently, we met a guy at Saddle Ranch, and the same place where we had the party, and he came up to us and he's like, my dad does horse racing. We just won $1 million on a horse. And
I was wait, slow down.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's weird. These are both stories about horses.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a completely different day. Anyway, this guy came to me and he was like, yeah, we do horse racing. My dad just won $1 million on a horse.
Yeah, and David is immediately like, what? You won $1 million today? And the kid was like, yeah, $1 million. And then David's like, immediately just thinks that he can win at horse racing, right?
Yeah.
Go.
So I turn my vlog camera on. I'm like, this is such a good like storyline. of me meeting this random guy at Saddle Ranch and him telling me what horse to pick. So yeah, he told me what horse to pick. And then the next morning we all woke up pretty early to go to the horse track. We all dressed up. We went to the bank, got some money out. We were all wearing suits. And we put the money on the horse and fucking we lost. We lost. And it wasn't just like it wasn't the money that was the problem that we lost. The problem was we spent the entire day going to this horse race. Uh-huh. Like it was like because the entire bit in my video was it was like a montage of us going to the horse race. Like there was a montage while we were at the horse race. Like there were all these little funny bits planned around it, but I had to scrap all of it because we lost. And I don't like showing a loss because it's not really fun to watch. So we just scrapped the whole thing. So yeah, stuff like that kind of stinks.
There was so much funny stuff around it too.
Yeah, and we just had to
just
throw it out.
Just this idea that you were going to win again. That horse racing's just tough.
Don't ever bet on a horse, ever.
Yeah, because we learned.
Especially when you're trying to get it to go inside the barn.
We heard that even the favorite only wins 30% of the time.
Did you see that YouTube is doing this thing where they're going to take advertisements, they're going to take ads off videos that are meant for kids? Isn't that interesting?
So what if you're a family channel? What if you're like a huge
Ryan's Toys, that wouldn't have ads on anymore.
So with that channel doesn't make money anymore?
Correct.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
That's from what I hear. This could be completely wrong. I've read like two articles on this. I don't know where like a family channel falls
I heard they're ending water here in LA. They're going to turn off all the water.
Yeah, no more water.
I mean, I could be wrong about it. I'm not sure if I heard
listen.
It right,
this podcast isn't a factual podcast. It's kind of like
it's rooted in hearsay.
Yeah, it's rooted in whatever I read as I'm walking over to the couch to talk about the podcast. Oh shit! They found a Tyrannosaurus in Orange County.
Oh, and Kylie sent me some new lip gloss. Hey, you know, a lot of our listeners are, you know, 21, 22. They're gonna be graduating college.
Yes.
They're going out into the real world, as they call it.
Yeah.
What would David Dobrik tell them to, what to do, how to start their life as a full adult?
What would I would tell them?
Yeah.
To pursue their hobbies.
Mm.
Yeah, because I feel like it's easy to work on something that you really like doing. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
So just work on model planes all day?
No, I mean like do what makes
make your hobby a job?
No, like do what makes you happy, I guess. Like spend a lot of time trying to do what you're best at or what you enjoy the most. There's nothing worse than working at a job where you don't want to fucking work at. Someone used the term stealing paychecks today that I heard.
Yeah, I heard that too. Who said that?
Someone at a meeting said it. He was like, yeah, I got a job out of college and I loved it so much I felt like I was stealing paychecks.
Oh yeah.
That was really interesting. Get a job where you feel like you're stealing a paycheck. Where it's like where you do not feel like you're working at all. And I don't know how that happens or how you get to a job that you're stealing paychecks, but like especially with the new age of the internet and stuff, there's so many ways to find new jobs. And
yeah, my advice would be, you know, like when I look at Dima, my assistant, you know, like just get a job.
Your assistant is a complete oddball, I must say. Before Dima miraculously worked for you in Los Angeles in the most beautiful city in America, What was Dima doing? He got fired from maybe seven different jobs.
He did?
Yeah. He got fired a lot. He just said incorrect. Go ahead, Dima. Get on the mic. Turn a mic on for yourself.
I did no research on Dima before hiring him. No. None. I did zero.
You know,
he could have one night we were riding home and he was like, yeah, you know, I do have a bunch of court dates back in Chicago. I was like, for what?
You know, Ilya, my friend Ilya, he owns a plumbing company, right?
Yeah.
You know, he hired and fired Dima twice, right?
That son of a bitch, because Ilya called me at least 9 or 10 times begging me to hire Dima.
Well, yeah, because Dima wanted to go back into the plumbing business probably, and Ilya was like, no way. Because
Ilya wanted to get rid of him.
Ilya is his best friend, and he fired him twice.
What happened when Ilya fired you? How'd you get fired? What'd you do?
Okay, first off, I'd like to say that David has this very problematic thing that he does where he exaggerates, stretches
not
the truth.
Not exaggerating.
Of course, he exaggerates. He's a comedian.
Did you go on my Wikipedia page and see, he got fired January 1st of 2015.
Okay, how many times were you fired from working for Ilya?
Ilya never fucking fired me, you dumbass.
Bullshit.
He didn't. Bro, there were a whole list of things David that just did not work text. With us.
Okay, I'm calling Ilya.
Calling Ilya.
He's going to say he fired me. Yeah, because that's what makes him look good. That doesn't mean that happened. Go ahead. I'll FaceTime him. He'll say the same thing.
I'm calling him right now. I'm calling him right now. And he's going to be pissed because it's 1 a.m. there, and I'm going to wake him up.
He'll answer. I know what he's going to say. He's going to say, yeah, he fired me. But that's not the truth. We agreed, I'll do this, I'll do that. And then the responsibilities kept adding up. My money wasn't coming in. I told him, listen, I'm going to need pay for the next 2 weeks, and I'm leaving. Or else you're not paying me, and I'm leaving. He said, all right, I'll pay for the 2 weeks. And then I left. And then I came back to help him again for free. And we did that like 3 times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a fired situation.
No, we just, it wasn't going to work out. You know what's really funny?
You want to hear something really funny? Fucking my ex-wife loves Dima. Loves, loves, loves. And the kids, they love Dima.
Yeah, bro, because he's my another nanny, kid.
Huh? They love him.
Says
they,
David, who has Capri Sun in his fucking fridge.
Shut up!
You three-year-old.
Shut the fuck up. Don't bring up my Capri Sun.
No, I'm sorry. That was
I've
too
never,
far.
And it's so funny because like,
no, Dima's, hold on. I love Dima. Dima's great. Of course. I'm just saying, he has been fired multiple times.
From other jobs, not from Ilya, bro.
What'd you get fired from?
I would find a better job, stop showing up, and then they would call me and say, hey, listen, this is unacceptable. And I said, okay.
So
so you got fired because you just stopped showing up.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I found a better job.
But he would do that multiple times where he would get a new job at American Eagle, and then he'd be walking down the street, and all of a sudden he'd see a bright sign in the Jamba Juice window saying, now hiring. And then he'd be like, you know what? I like juice. I'm not going to go to work tomorrow. And then he'd apply to the Jamba Juice place at the same time getting fired from American Eagle. That's what Dima would do.
Okay, I never worked at either of those locations. One.
But what is your?
But the story fits.
We should have a job interview now that you're hired.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it halfway through.
Okay, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Jason, where do I see myself in 5 years?
Go, tell us. This is your job interview to be Jason's assistant. Go. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Probably doing my own thing, Jason. Sorry.
Probably doing my own thing.
Yeah.
That sounds like you're going to be dealing drugs out of a basement.
David begged me to hire you, by the way.
Yes, I'm.
He begged me.
You're that low on content?
I'm your biggest advocate. He said it so many times. Now listen, when I told him to hire you, I didn't mean for him to hire you as Jason's assistant. When he hired you, I meant for him to like hire you and pay you just for you to hang out, because I thought that would be funny. I was like, you should pay Dima just to hang out.
Oh, is that what you meant?
Yeah.
That's what you said, Jason. Jason, you said that as a joke.
Yeah, Jason, you said that too. And then all of a sudden, you started giving Dima jobs, and I was a little bit worried. I was like, you sure you want Dima doing these tasks for you? Like, you sure you want Dima booking your flights? Like, that's scary. Like, you're going to
get... He does a good job. He screws up once in a while, but yeah, we all do.
You have a show in Irvine. Next thing you know, you're in Tijuana, Mexico, and you can't get back because you didn't bring your passport. Because really, you were just supposed to go down the street.
But... Oh, so let me get this straight. You wanted me to hire Dima to hang out.
Yeah, Dima is great to hang out with.
Oh, you just wanted him to hang out. That's so funny. I got the wrong message.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I hired you, I was like, well, this would be good. David will like this, that Dima's around.
How is he at work?
He's great. The best part about Dima is he doesn't talk to you a lot.
Yeah, he is very quiet.
Like, he's great. Like, he'll pick me up from the airport and have like a nice silent ride home.
He lived here for like a month, and the only time I would see him was when he would come into my room. And you know what this drives me nuts. People won't understand this because they don't know Dima.
Yeah.
But he'd say shit. Like, he'd come into my room and he'd go, yo, man, this would be like at 1 a.m. Like, I'm watching TikToks on my phone, and I'm like, everybody's gone to bed, whatever. And he'll come into my room and he'll go, yo, man, I'm going to Beverly Hills on Thursday. Do you want anything? And Beverly Hills it's 20 minutes down the street.
Sure.
Right? So why are you asking me this? Like, you're going to Beverly Hills in 4 days and you want to know if I need anything? No, Dima's great. Yes, he has gotten fired from Ilya a couple times, and he won't admit it because he's a liar. But he's great. He's good to
have
around.
Would you rather just hang out?
I have humility. I would definitely admit to being fired from Ilya or any job.
Okay, how many times have you been actually fired?
Just multiple times. I mean, I can't count. But it's always like...
But
like,
not from Ilya.
My last job was at Amazon.
Yeah.
I moved here. I didn't tell them because it's a fucking job. I don't give a shit about what they think about me.
This is your employee. This is your employee. Dima literally in front of his boss just goes, it's a fucking job. I don't give a fuck what they say about me. This is who you have hired. Yeah, dig yourself out of this one.
I will. Here's the difference.
Yeah.
I like was, Jason.
That was a job. Working for Jason is a career.
You keep telling yourself that, Dima.
There is a big difference between a job and career. This is your career, David.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. If you worked at Potbelly's,
yeah.
Do you think you'd have the same?
Yes. I think every job you have, you're supposed to do it to the best of your abilities, and you're supposed to fucking give it 110%. Any job you have.
Hey, sorry, Amazon. I need to put in my 2 weeks. I was supposed to leave a month ago to
yeah,
go
that's the call. You're supposed to tell your job. You're supposed to be like, hey, because not only does it build good karma, but if anybody ever, if who knows, that person that hired you at Amazon in a couple weeks can be working a job at Sony when you're going for a job at Sony. And then that person will be like, no, this guy fucking ditched out on us and ran away to California to work for Jason Nash Comedy Vlogs. I don't trust this guy. I don't trust this guy. I'm not hiring you at Sony because I saw you at Amazon. So every job you have, you should fucking treat like it's the fucking golden goose of jobs.
Okay, to be fair, every job that I've been fired from were jobs that treated me like garbage.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you for Jason for having your one of your employees on the show, who I know won't be here probably next week after this conversation.
Actually, I have court next week, Jason, if I could get that whole month off.
Whole month off. I have court tomorrow. Can I have the next month off to deal with the pain? What do you go to court for? Just traffic tickets?
Actually, on my way to Los Angeles, me and Reggie got pulled over 20 minutes into our ride, and I got a ticket for going 35 over the speed limit.
Jesus.
In Chicago?
I didn't even leave the state.
How many times have you been pulled over? This is interesting. This is a real fact. How many times have you been pulled over? Be 100% honest. Don't
pulled over and gotten the ticket, or
just pulled over?
Just under 20.
Isn't that insane?
You know, pulled over 20 times?
This is non-exaggeration.
In my new car, only once for that 35 over.
How many tickets have you gotten?
Like, that are still on my record? Or
no, how many tickets have you gotten in total? Like, no warnings, just tickets, straight up tickets.
For just moving violations?
Everything. Every time you've sat in your car.
Like, 12, 13?
You would drive fast with me.
Yeah, I do. I always
drive fast with you. Ilya would surprise him.
I ran every stop sign on my way here with you.
They all run those stop signs.
Jason, it doesn't even make sense. I don't know how his license isn't taken away.
I've just gotten it back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You've gotten your license back.
Yeah.
So Ilya would surprise him with like some money to pay off his tickets, but 2 weeks later he'd have completely new debt. Were they sent to collections ever? No.
Well, yeah, but I've taken care of those. Ilya wouldn't surprise me with money for tickets. He would surprise me with money, just period. And then I would use all of it on those tickets. Yeah. And it would pay off a third of them.
Sure. Well, regardless, that's my biggest, like, problem. I've never met anybody that's gotten pulled over that much. Cops love this kid. Cops love this kid.
You guys should have seen my old car. I looked like a drug mule. And imagine someone like me.
I looked like a drug mule.
Imagine someone like me with half of my eyes open getting pulled over by a police officer going 5 miles over the speed limit. They're going to bump those numbers up, bro.
Yeah, Dima does have like this like I'm fucking blazed face. So I think that's why he gets
pulled over.
Oh, yeah,
you do have an I'm blazed face.
Yeah, he's so like I'm always high.
You do look like you're high, but you don't smoke pot at all.
Mm-mm. Oh, we don't know that. All right, guys, that's all the time we have. Again, thank you for listening. Go buy the merch. The Black Friday sale is coming for all the merch. Everything's going to be up to 40% off. So get your money ready for that.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you guys for listening. Follow Jason on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. Follow Dima on Instagram. Follow Joe on Instagram. Everybody follow them on Instagram. We'll see you guys later. This has been the Views Podcast. My name is Jeff. See you guys later. Bye.